Over the holiday, Western North Carolina was hit by freezing temperatures that caused issues with water, electricity, and travel across the region. In Macon County, a pipe at the local domestic violence shelter burst, causing the whole shelter to be closed. BPR checked in on the damage at the shelter. On Christmas Eve in Franklin, the temperatures reached single digits. Those temperatures spelled disaster for the Reach Domestic Violence Shelter of Macon County. Assistant Director Jennifer Turner-Lynn says five families were staying in the shelter that night when a sprinkler pipe burst.
It actually triggered our fire alarm system, which is what it's supposed to do.
From there, staff leapt into action.
It was complicated. So not only are we trying to get them to alternative shelter, but we're also having to arrange food because many of those folks did not have a vehicle for transportation, trying to save Christmas presents for themselves and their children, trying to salvage really Christmas Eve for some of the kids who quite honestly would have, been expecting Santa.
That damage turned out to be extensive. Despite a quick response time from the local fire department, the town of Franklin, and ServPro, Turner-Lynn says that there was a 95% loss of anything touching the floor at the shelter. While the shelter's being repaired, Reach has been working with its partners across the region and setting up families in alternative housing. Reach says phone lines are still open for people who need help. There isn't a timeline yet for when the shelter will be fixed. Executive Director Andrea Anderson says it took several weeks just to get the water out of the building.
So really, it took us a while to get everything dried out, the water out, and emptied out so that now really contractors can come in and really look at what needs to be done.
Anderson and Turner-Lynn expect that much of the damage to the 10-bedroom shelter will be covered by insurance and hope that the community will be able to fill in any gaps. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.